This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's Monday, January the 16th, Martin Luther King Day, something to celebrate. Jennifer Horn is here. When she's here, we always celebrate. Jay is off today, back on the morrow. We celebrate all of the good things in life. Do you have a picture of yourself somewhere that you look at from time to time, Jennifer?
Like a picture of my on my desk of myself? No.
Well...
I wasn't
thinking about on your desk, but just someplace. Like, people create vision boards. You know what they are. And oftentimes people...
Arts and crafts for people with no job.
Or no life, or maybe both.
Sorry, I'm sure they're
right?
Really good.
No. I bet you don't laugh like this with that guy that's your co-host on the
show. I cracked myself up on this.
I know you do. Yes, yes. Right. It's good for all of us. Anyway, what was I? Oh, here's something, no laughing matter, but kind of fun. The winner of the Mega Millions jackpot from Down, Maine. Down, Maine, yeah.
I'm telling you, this weekend, it was like I went off the air here and I went back again.
And on Friday, and that's it, right? You were done.
Yeah, it's like I blinked and it's back. But do you know what I did on Friday night?
No. What'd you do?
Realized I hadn't purchased my Mega Millions tickets yet. This is my year, man. I'm going to win this thing, and if I don't have a ticket, I'm going to...
You and me both. You can't win if you don't play, though. That's the old expression.
I was at my dad's house. I said, Dad, where is the closest place to get a ticket? And he goes, you'll love this because you know this place. He goes, I get my tickets at Bud's Donuts.
Right.
So about 7:30,
great place to get a donut.
7:30 on Friday night, I go into Bud's Donuts, and sure enough, this place is plastered with like previous lottery winnings. Like, it's actually a mecca for lottery tickets. Didn't even get in.
Yeah. No. No.
Still,
but they have good donuts too there. That's one of those local donut joints.
Yeah.
That is and the donuts are so good there. I remember when I used to go over to the studio to do the program to your studio, I posted an old picture from 4 years ago.
I like that.
Did you see that? Yeah. And I still have that shirt, as I mentioned, and I still like that shirt. At any rate, you can go look at it. If you go to agooddayshow.com, you can see the picture, or Doug Steffen. You can go to facebook.com/Doug Steffen. At any rate, there was a donut shop, and I think it's this one that is around sort of the corner from the studio there that I used to stop at, and the yummy, yummy donuts, because I'd be sleepy on the way back to the house from there, and the donut would wake me right up.
Yeah, the sugar.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, let's celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
So somebody won, is what you're saying, right?
Did I not bury the headline? Victoria would be after me by now if I hadn't done this. She used to say I would bury the headline. $1.35 billion. Went to a fellow who bought the jackpot. This jackpot's been building since October 14th. And so the winner, not identified. I don't think you have to identify yourself in Maine.
It's just one. I heard something like after taxes, he's going to clear like over $800 million.
Yeah, $800 million. Not bad, right? It was purchased at Hometown Gas and Grill.
Good, because if you would have said Bud's Donuts, I would have been
Nope. Good for him. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, observed every year. What do you think of? Do you reflect on anything during? And I don't mean that as a pejorative. I just want to know. I do in terms of the radio, of course. And then sometimes I think a little about some of the things that are going on. I have the last few years since the Black Lives Matter thing started, which people say it started with Michael. By the way, his real name was Michael, and his father changed his name to Martin Luther after the Reformation leader in the Protestant church. That story. Anyway, he went to Morehouse College, graduated in 1944. He started college at that time at the age of 15. There's a bit of the speech. I don't want to play the whole thing, James, but because this speech every year it gets played a lot. There are some pieces in it that are worth repeating, frankly. And by the way, Martin Luther King Jr., wondering about, some people said he was a crook, he was in jail. Yeah, he got arrested 29 times for protesting. Yeah. What was going on. He wasn't a crook, he just got arrested because he was always the one leading the march, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
He was loud. Anyway, play a little bit of the I Had a Dream speech, James, will you?
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners,
was delivered on August the 28th, 1963 at the Lincoln Memorial. 200,000 people were there, and then the next day there were demonstrations in Washington, the Jobs and Freedom March. I remember it. I remember watching it. We had just gone back to school. I go to school a week ahead at that time. Mm-hmm. I was a senior and I was back in school a week early. And this was the first day of school in 1963. I remember it like it was yesterday, going to the library, looking up at the television in the library. And there were four or five people who were there with me. It was really something when you go back to that, this speech, and then you think, what was in the next year, he won the Nobel Peace Prize, and then he was shot and killed on April 4th, 1968. A lot of black leaders. Stevie Wonder, I remember calling for action, that song that he did to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. This goes back to 1986, by the way, this holiday observed by all 50 states. So, Jennifer, has it done any good to you? What do you think that Martin Luther, I think Martin, it would be silly for anybody to suggest that he didn't, that his life, it didn't have really strong and impactful meaning. But does it still today, when you look at all of the things, I was talking earlier about how many people are completing high school that are black. 90% completing high school now in America. In 1964, 25% of blacks completed high school. And then
I think he's incredibly important, and his message is incredibly important. And I think, obviously not knowing him, but talking to his niece, Alvita, I think he would be pretty appalled by what's happening right now, because it's, you know, the Black Lives Matter group has exploited a lot of people's pain, and I think he was about uplifting people. I don't think he was about exploiting.
Yeah, he wasn't.
So, I think that in some ways that we've lost our way because everything gets so pushed to one side.
Extremism.
Of the extreme.
Yep.
But
extremism.
His message every year, if this holiday helps us remember it or see some important quotes that he said over his life, then it's worth it. And non-Martin Luther King related, I always think my memory has been marked with it because it was the day of the Northridge earthquake in 1994.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The anniversary of that is tomorrow. It was the 17th, but it was on Martin Luther King Day when that happened. And so it's really interesting because I always connect those two just because that was such a huge event in my life.
If you're looking for a way to commemorate the day, his daughter, Bernice, shared some suggestions, including reading King's writings. Just, not just I Have a Dream, pretty much everybody knows about that. But there are lots of things that you can do. It isn't just about racism here either. It's about what goes on in the rest of the world, because there's still a lot of the same kind of stuff going on. And it isn't just with blacks. The subjugation of certain people in certain countries, probably more blacks than anything else. But, I was looking at, there's an NPR special that's playing right now about the Holocaust and how the Jews, it really goes into the details of what Hitler and his ilk did to the Jews. Same kind of stuff. They enslaved them. They didn't feed them. They just made them work until they died. That kind of stuff. And there are plenty of examples of that happening to black people. So you have to wonder, maybe you don't have to, but one wonders about man's inhumanity to man and how that sort of thing still goes on in what you would think it would not. It shouldn't be a problem, but it still is. Wow. All right, Jennifer, it's 18 after. This is Good Day.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, January 16th. By the way, Martin Luther King's birthday is the 15th, but as usual with holidays and the labor unions getting involved, it's one of those Monday holidays. Meanwhile, never a holiday for gossip on Pamela Anderson, who's all over social media this weekend, trending because of her feelings regarding the movie about her called Pam and Tommy. She has some very specific things that she has talked about, and she's going to get, or will get to what she said after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. So one of the things that will be probably found by archaeologists when they go through what this world was all about thousands of years from now, they'll find a letter that actress Lily James sent to Pamela Anderson. Lily James played Pamela Anderson in the aforementioned story Pam and Tommy, mostly about the stolen sex tape from her history, if you will. I suppose history. Tommy Lee was her husband, and somehow or other a sex tape was made, and it was stolen and distributed online. So Pamela Anderson says that this was the most traumatic time in her life. I think it would be, frankly. How would you like to have anybody in that circumstance be violated like that? Anyway, so Lily James wrote her a note and sent it to her before she portrayed Anderson in the series. But Anderson said it was so hurtful she didn't read the letter. And you'd wonder, well, I didn't wonder. She's, I get it. It's traumatic. And why would you, no one would want to have this sort of thing? Anyway, the Netflix documentary premieres this month. She writes, my life, a thousand imperfections, a million misperceptions. And that's really what is, I would get that. You know, they probably, it's written, it was a Hollywood movie. So it had to embellish on the story, entitled Pamela, A Love Story. There have been a number of movies about this, the documentary and the trailer this week telling the story. She has one. So, to clarify, Lily James plays her in Pam and Tommy, which is the story of the sex tape. But there's a documentary entitled Pamela, A Love Story, which is around for the first time this week. And in it, she tells the story in her own words. She doesn't know which of the videos and personal diaries will be used in the film, because she gave the producers carte blanche to use whatever they wanted, whatever they thought was best for the story. Pamela has lived her life, says the producer, and she is authentic, and so she's not afraid of demonstrating the good, the bad, and the ugly. She's very vulnerable. But again, put yourself in that position. She's had a pretty messy life, frankly, and so a lot of it has been told, and some of it, you know, has been told in a way that isn't very flattering. So I understand. Pamela Anderson in our focus here. It's now 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Discomfort and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans are seeking 2 years of visitors' logs from President Biden's Delaware home as part of a push for more details about top-secret documents that were found in Mr. Biden's home and his Washington, D.C. office. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday called for the federal government to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border that is overwhelming city officials throughout America.
Our cities are being undermined, and we don't deserve this. Migrants don't deserve this, and the people who live in the cities don't deserve this.
The Democrat mayor was in El Paso this weekend to survey the border and meet with his counterpart to discuss how the crisis is impacting the community.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
Wild Card Weekend in the NFL wraps up tonight as Dallas travels to Tampa Bay. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
On the Monday, Doug Steffen Good Day program, I'm the Dugger. Joining us in a few minutes is my astrologer and my friend Maria Francesca Trilogy to talk about, among other things, Mercury going direct. It's been in retrograde, and we'll find out how bad or how good it has been in a few minutes and what is in store for you as we look at the astrological impact of moving into the month of February. Well, it didn't really. The month of February comes in February, but a lot of the astrological signs, they all change before, you know, around the 20th, 23rd of the month, somewhere in there. And so we go into a month, which, excuse me, is important to me. I find, why should I get into this now? Let's wait till Maria tells us about Aquarius, the age and the comings of things that are good for all of us, I think. It's a success time, right? The beginning of the year, you start thinking about how great things are and how you can make opportunities come your way, right? We're always optimistic at the beginning of the year. Do we have good reason for that? We'll find that out from Maria. Or is this year going to be a year of distractions? There's a good story from Australia this morning, a couple seeking a wilderness experience on a remote island spent 3 days adrift in a paddle boat. How about that, boys and girls, huh? You know, the little plastic paddle boats? They went in to this island, had the paddle boats. Apparently, they went out to recreational fish and got caught up in some kind of, who knows, the choppy water off the coast of this island. It's called Curtis Island. And they were out peddling around, and the thing just took them out to sea. And a lot of people thought they had drowned. They were in their 40s. They had no drinking water. Certainly they couldn't do anything but just hold on for dear life, and they did. And so this other couple, I guess they were out in a bigger boat, and anyway, they found them, and they were saved at sea. 3 days on a paddleboard. No, thank you. No, no, no. The Dallas Zoo. All right, James. James Collins is in our studio in Dallas, our main studio in Dallas.
Howdy.
Over the weekend, howdy. The enclosure that housed two animals, not in the same enclosure, a cutting tool apparently was used to intentionally open up at the zoo the pen, which included a clouded leopard. That is, you can't see the leopard's spots as well.
Right.
With clouded leopards, right? His name was Nova. Apparently missing from habitat because when the zoo workers arrived, they discovered there was a hole in the side, the chain link fence. They closed the, as I understand, they closed the zoo and they searched all day long and they found that she was in the habitat next to her pen with her sister, or I guess, I don't know.
Right, yeah. She just went a pen over from where she was. And, you know, it's fine that it didn't go out and it didn't, you know, start roaming around the whole zoo, because that would have been a problem, obviously. But right. It does make you wonder, what caused that cut? Was it, like, the fact that there was, it was being unkept, or that someone had tampered with it?
Somebody did it on purpose.
Exactly.
And they did the monkey pen, too, right? Didn't they do the same thing for... Seems to me I saw that as
right.
part of the story.
Yeah. Monkey pen too, and they, you know, monkey, one monkey. I think it was just the one, was just bouncing around from a bunch of pens, so.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, it didn't get any worse than it was.
Exactly.
All right, we have a few moments here, a couple of announcements, and then we're going to get to Maria Trilogy. Those of you who are interested in the connection that I always talk about, spirit, mind, body, and if you haven't heard Maria before, you'll be enthralled. You got to pay close attention, however. This is not something to take lightly, even though reading somebody's mind or doing astrology charts and stuff is for entertainment. I find them to be extraordinarily helpful in lots of different ways. We'll find out where we're going as we head into the age of Aquarius for this year right after this.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation, and now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Thank you.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
All right, 19 before the hour, 41 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Maria Trilogy is here, the owner of the Spirit Mind Body Works tool. I find it a tool for a living much better. I find when I go to Maria to get an astrological chart, she gives me a tune-up every year or so. Matter of fact, this weekend I will be with Maria and a lot of her followers, maybe that's the best way to put it, a lot of the people who come to her for advice and information about what's going on based on where the stars are. She has annually, she has a get-together, and I think I've gone to it. I just think it's very entertaining and very interesting. More women than men, though, at these deals. There usually are a couple of men that show up, though, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Do you want me to talk about going from Capricorn to Aquarius? Because it's a whole new year, and it's going to be quite an interesting year.
Did you hear anything that I just said? You must not have heard anything I just said.
No.
I was talking about the lunch this weekend, the get-together of all the folks who are...
Yes, I heard that. I heard that, yeah.
All right.
I don't know if we're on the air or off the air.
Yes, well, when I come to you, my dear, and ask you a question, then you know that we're on the air. So now...
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, I talked about that a little bit. Yeah, this is the new moon is in Aquarius starting next week, or is it this week? Yeah, I think it's this later this week, is it not?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as Mercury has been in retrograde, we talk about it happens three times a year. How is the Mercury retrograde that we're about to go out of? How tough was it? What are clients telling you?
Well, it was a little tough. We don't want to disparage any of the signs. However, we do know that Capricorn, that is where Mercury has been retrograde, is called the father of the zodiac. So it was a pretty serious retrograde, one in which it did not feel so much like the new year was beginning. You know, it was still retrograde. It went retrograde on the 29th of December. And it will go direct on the 18th, which is a couple of days from now. And it will happen at a lovely time because a couple of days after that, the 20th, is when the sun will travel from the sign of Capricorn to the sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius is a much different energy, one which is a lot lighter. And it will feel like we are finally opening up to the new year. And this is when people start looking towards what they're going to do for the new year, kind of opening up our minds to how do I want this year to be different? You know, what do I want to do? So it's easier to come together and figure out New Year resolutions, like I call them. It gives us an opportunity to do that. And so I think this is the beginning. I mean, by this weekend, it is going to feel like I want to get out. I want to be in nature. I mean, of course, we know there's been weather conditions around all of us, or not only in California, we have been drenched, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think more people will be excited about the start of 2023. And there's going to be a lot of different energies in 2023. Planets are moving to new signs that are going to bring an energy that we have not seen on this planet. For one planet, the planet Pluto, going into the sign of Aquarius for the first time in 255 years. So think about that as it relates to a new a whole new way of looking at our lives that are going to affect not only us personally, the whole planet is up for change, because Aquarius wants justice. Aquarius wants people to be taken care of. So we'll see how that energy or how that, you know, sense of responsibility is going to take effect around the planet overall. I mean, there's that and another planet moving to the sign of Pisces, where the idea of compassion and kindness, it's going to be more of let's all get together and figure out how to get along better.
Well, I think that's something that we all aspire to in one way or another. Sometimes when we're having our conversations, I try to pull from you the practical aspects. This is what we're talking about, is a general focus on the entire, what influences there are for everybody. But people who are born under the sign of Aquarius, you were talking a little about them. It seems that it's a gentler time. Are Aquarians normally one of the three things that influences me is that my my rising sign is in Aquarius.
Yes.
So
yes, it is.
What does that do for people when they're either sun sign, moon, or rising is in Aquarius?
They are the ones that are good. This will be like a light shining on you to come up with whatever new ideas you have with regards to how we can do things better with having justice. I mean, your radio show alone is such a wonderful focus for the different kinds of events that are going on the planet. And I know it is across the board, and yet there's always goodness, and that's why it's called Good Day. I mean, it really makes sense to me that Aquarians, especially this year, are going to want to find ways for their own personal lives to be better. What can I do around my life, around my home, with my health, with my relationships with other people, so that it really does show the goodness of the energy that Aquarius has, which is how can we all do it better? And that will be the focus. If your sun or your moon or your ascendant are in Aquarius from the 20th, when the sun goes into Aquarius, to the 18th, 19th of March, it is your time to shine. It is your time to get those ideas, to have those conversations with people, to get that health regimen started, to, if it's work you're interested, if you have new ideas, it is really going to be a powerful time for Aquarians.
Well, I think that this year, you know, we look around at all the things that are happening, some hanging around from last year, some hanging around from the last decade. We talk about Martin Luther King, some of the stuff going on that's still hanging around that affects minorities. But things are better, and maybe that's the way we leave this conversation. Maria Trilogy here, writer, educator, personal growth motivator. Find her at Maria Francesca Trilogy, TRILIEG. GI.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Al Caiola. I even remember the name of the guy on the guitar. How about that, Chucker? Pretty good, huh?
That is excellent. Very good.
Yeah. So we're playing
stop
the theme from...
Stop patting yourself on the back.
All right. Thank you, Chucker. I can't do that with you.
30
all right. Yes, all right, let's go. What are we doing? What are we?
We play that because this day in TV history, January 16, 1973, the last and final episode of Bonanza, 440th episode, aired on NBC, started in 1959, ended in 1973. That is a long, long run.
That's right, you see it all over the place.
Michael Landon. Pernell Roberts, Dan Booker as Horse. I don't remember the show that well. I do remember it just a little.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know how it would hold up in repeats in 2023.
It's not Yellowstone. Well, I think it is on repeats. I think you'll find it.
It is. You could clearly find it if you
can
search,
find it.
Streaming.
Yeah.
You know that streaming thing? That streaming
thing? Yeah, I know that. Yeah, the streaming thing. Okay, I went to the Real Movies this weekend and saw a real movie in a real theater. It was an actioner starring Gerard Butler.
Now, before you say that, I just want to touch on what I told you up here. James Cameron, in a statement on social media, said to people, go back to the movies. Enough with this streaming ridiculousness. Get off your butt and go to a movie. Make a commitment for a couple hours. Envelop yourself in a movie theater. I completely agree. Okay, you're so plain. What do you think?
Me too. Well, to go along with that statement from Cameron, the movie theater that was showing his movie was full. The movie theater that was showing this this movie called Plane. It was the first weekend of it. Yeah. I thought it was what you would expect from a Gerard Butler actioner. Michael Colton, I think is his name, was the co-star. You'd recognize him in a second. He's been everywhere for the last 10 years or so. And they were a good pair together in this. A couple of scenes a little bit violent, but for the most part, it was the only thing that I said about it on the air earlier. If you're producing a movie like this, try to make it authentic. I know about airplanes. First of all, they used an MD-80 in the movie that came. It was an old U.S. Air plane that came out of a scrapyard someplace, and they plopped it down. The movie, that plane would never be used to fly 6.5 hours from Singapore to Honolulu. And all of the shots that were inside the plane were shot on a stage on a lot in Los Angeles because it had the same old, the two-and-two seating that they have in the two-three planes that they use for this stuff. But the MD-80 had the three-and-two configuration. So you think I'm silly because I focus on that?
No, it's interesting how people, but I got to say, if you bring that up, one of the funniest things I've ever heard by somebody who did a insane analysis of a movie they saw, when I saw Jurassic World, this guy I knew, a really good guy, highly intelligent, his name was Ryan, walks out of theater with me, and I said, boy, that movie was really good. And he said, he goes, here's my problem with it. He goes, there's no way an insurance company would insure Jurassic Park. Oh, my God, I mean, there are people like that. I don't say you do it.
Right,
but analyze every aspect of it. I don't.
It's for fun. I think that is poorly done. Shows poor attention to detail. But the movie itself is entertaining. It is exactly what you would expect from Gerard Butler, any number of the actioner things. And so it's worth the people, the theater was full. People liked the movie. How did it do at the box office?
It did $10 million, which I think it's a solid number. Avatar: Way of Water did $31,563,000 in 5 weeks, $1.9 billion worldwide. Meg, movie I like a lot, $17.9 million in its second weekend, $6 million in 10 days.
Crap.
Puss in Boots just passed the $100 million mark in weekend number three, and then you get the Tom Hanks, A Man Called Otto, blew past expectations.
Nice.
They opened it wider, $12.5 million, $19 million so
movie.
Far. In a few
that's
weeks.
A good movie.
That's a good.
Yeah.
That's very promising. The Otto number, because that pulls in a little bit more of a sophisticated moviegoer. So this is a good sign. This is a good weekend at the box office. Good news. That's good stuff.
Sarah Jessica Parker and John Corbett are reuniting for the next season of, what do they call it, and Just Like That?
Yeah,
which
Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. So yeah. I don't remember him from before. He was around a lot.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I didn't watch the show religiously, but he was a big part of it.
Yeah, okay. All right, Chucker, great job. Thank you for the update. Now it's 40, and now, yeah, wait a minute, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 59, past the hour on Good Day.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.